Well, hello, everybody. How are y'all doing? Happy New Year. Welcome to 2024. And I'm coming to you today because I have an announcement for the future of this podcast. As you've noticed, it's become very inconsistent and has been MIA for several months. And the reason for that was, quite frankly, I got tied up in other projects, or, you know, I can make all the excuses in the world. But another big part of it was I kind of grew stale to the solo host format. And it kind of just got put to the side, as, you know, these things happen for podcasters. But all along, I was trying to figure out a way to rebrand it, revamp it, and make it a stronger marketing tool for my business, SRP Studios, also known as Shelby Row Productions. And I think I figured it out. And that's what this episode is for, to explain the new version and explain why you're going to be getting, if you're listening to this on published day, you will get 3 new episodes this week. So let me get to that next. But first, the rebrand and the mission behind it, the purpose with it. I want to start using the producer's journal as a way to bring in clients. And the best way to do that is to educate and make it a platform for people that can come to for a resource. Now, for the first 48 episodes, all the solo host episodes, I tied into education, but I was also, with it being a producer's journal, sometimes and most of the time, I'd hop on the microphone and just talk about what's going on currently, some issues I'm having, some solutions I came up with. And that's all well and good, but I wanted to make it a little more specific and with a twist to it, like a hook. And that means I'm going to be bringing in guests. Now, typically, when you create expertise content as a way to help grow your business, you bring in guests that tie into your industry. So, of course, mine is podcast production. But what ends up happening is all the spotlight goes on the guest, which is important. And you, as the listener, trust my podcast to deliver good expertise information to you from the perspective of another creator. Therefore, in proxy, building the brand, the producer's journal, and credibility of the podcast, and then hopefully the visibility and credibility for me as the host. But I'm going to spin this a little bit, and I've designed a format that will not only spotlight the guest, but really spotlight me as well. And it puts me in the expert seat. So you're going to hear more of me in the podcast. And I'm going to be doing that in this way. When it goes into the interview, you will get introduced to the guest, and we do a 5 to 7 minute segment where, yes, we're spotlighting the guest and letting them promote their business. Now, you're going to hear them promote businesses that have nothing to do with podcasting. That will make sense in a minute. It's my way of giving back to the guest for them taking the time to be on the podcast. The hook is now they're on the podcast also to get some in real-time coaching from me. So regardless of the business they're in, they're coming to the show to get coaching from me on how they can jump into the podcasting game as a way to elevate their brand visibility and credibility through podcast marketing. and they come in and ask questions or tell me about their dream podcast. And now it puts me in the coaching seat and captures my knowledge and my expertise and shines a brighter light on my brand and credibility and visibility. And then I have all kinds of content to repurpose for the social platforms that are going to be ramping up directly related to this podcast. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a nice twist where you're not just hearing a 60-minute interview. You're hearing some of the early ones that are coming in that you'll be seeing or hearing or listening to. Will be longer as you rebrand, or if you start something from scratch, you have growing pains and you learn as you go. And that's always going to be my advice to anyone that wants to start a podcast. You just jump in and you do it. You make sure you get the content better before the equipment, and you're going to make mistakes and you're going to have new ideas and how to tighten things up. So episode 10 will sound wildly different than episode 1. And by episode 50, episode 10 might be completely different. You're always growing. So my goal is to keep these episodes at like 30 minutes max, 30 to 35. But it's segmented. So we quickly spotlight the guests, but then we jump into the education part. And they just hit me with questions, or they tell me a little bit about what they want to do and what their goals are, or some of the ideas they have. And I then just take them down the journey, and based off what they're giving me, I give them the best coaching I can. Now on a marketing level, to further the purpose and the goal of this podcast is to basically be my hub for a client journey. I want to say sales funnel, because that's really what it is, but sales funnel has, I don't want to say a negative connotation, but it sounds salesy. It sounds like I'm going to spam people, and that's not what I want to do, but there is a legit way to market digitally, and that is sending someone down a journey. So when I have a guest come on, then their email gets put into a database, and then I want to continue to educate. Send them more emails. Here's 5 tips on this. Here's the best way to put together an interview or prep for an interview. And in hopes that the bigger audience I get, the bigger email list I get, the better the campaigning goes, and I'm dripping education to everyone, then maybe I can start offering a one-time Zoom coaching session, group session. And then maybe I create a course, and now I'm trying to sell the course, ultimately bringing the full journey to the point where they hire me as their producer. And that is the transparent reason for this rebrand. I have been preaching like crazy to my local business network chapters and the chamber and anyone that I meet now that I have a local studio in my hometown of Hernando, Mississippi. The message to them is always, hey, podcasting is great on building your business. And over time, I've finally come up with a good sort of tagline, mission statement, basically saying you elevate your brand visibility and credibility with podcast marketing, grow your revenue and business with podcast marketing, on and on and on, spinning it in different ways. But I discovered a long time ago, I'm not doing that. I need to be doing this. If I'm preaching that, then I need to walk the walk. And when I finally came up with this idea a couple months ago, as I record this, I'm actually recording this late December, but still, Happy New Year, 2024, time warp. I really sat down and was like, okay, I have the producer's journal. I love doing it. It's already set, has a little bit of an audience. It already had an Instagram page. Let's figure this out. And that's why I revamped it the way I am now and plan on continuing it in this way until further notice, and just going to try it out. It's going to be a weekly podcast. The reason why I have 3 episodes dropping in this week, as you're, if you're listening to this in on published day, I start pushing people towards this podcast again and really promoting it heavily with promo clips, and I'm going to be promoting big time on my socials to get new guests. It's important that there's some content for them to chew on. So the promotion will start the week of the 8th. And anyone that jumps over to discover or look at this new podcast that they're just, you know, learning about, I want them to have some new episodes to listen through. So it's not going to be a daily podcast. It might feel like it, but that's just to create a buffer. So there'll be a few episodes for people to engage with, and along with this trailer or announcement or introduction or whatever you want to call this. I will say there will still be some solo episodes in here. What I may do is, I'm thinking out loud now. This is the producer's journal. So I still come on this microphone and just talk through things because I'm developing something new. And sometimes you get ideas as you go, right? And as I record this, I realize that my explanation of this is kind of going in sideways a little bit here. So to go back to the weekly podcast, yes, it's going to be weekly. But my plan is to have an interview every other week. And then on the in-between weeks, do a solo host talking about the previous interview and what I learned from them, some points that I probably should have brought up or didn't think to bring up on the time, and just continue that education as a solo host. This, again, puts me in that expert seat, not to sound pretentious, but that's just the way it works as far as trying to build my brand visibility and credibility. But booking guests are hard. So any podcaster listening to this that has an interview-based podcast that wants to publish every week, that's 52 people and can be difficult and sometimes be the cause of pausing a podcast or inconsistent publishing because someone will cancel, or you've fallen behind, you just got super busy. Next thing you know, oh my gosh, I need to book up some interviews so I have some content in it. It's hard. It's a lot of work. So I want to balance that. I want to build something that will have longevity and something that is sustainable. So I will be toggling. This could change in episode 10. It could change in either direction, but I'm just giving you my open and transparent idea on this. So then you can find us on Facebook now. The Producer's Journal has its own Facebook at The Producer's Journal. We still have our Instagram account. I've wiped out everything that's in there as I record this, starting it fresh. That is also at The Producer's Journal. This podcast will live on my business website, srpstudiosllc.com. There'll be a podcast tab at the top. And the SRP YouTube channel at SRP Studios LLC. That's where you can watch it. This is also going to be a video-based podcast, not this interview, not this episode right now. And I'm not sure how I want to handle the solo episodes because it is weird. I don't know if anyone wants to watch a 30-minute video of just me talking. So I might keep those audio only. I haven't decided that yet. Part of me likes the audio only solo host thing. It's fun as I sit here in front of this microphone. I haven't done this in a while. It's a totally different animal. But obviously, if I'm doing interviews over Zoom, I capture that video. And ultimately, it's great for repurposing with promo clips. So more than likely, I'll probably record my solo host on video, but only to be used for clips. But I digress. If you are interested on being on the Producers Journal because you have a podcast idea or you have a podcast already that you could improve on, you have some questions, you'd like some free coaching, go to srpstudiosllc.com, scroll down, and there's a form you can fill out to apply to be on the podcast. And the application is set that way because I need to gather information on the front end. I need to have an idea of, A, what your business is and description of it so I can promote you. And then what's your podcast idea? Why do you think you want to do it? What do you think the purpose would be? You know, is it interview style, solo host? It's just a series of questions that will create a form and send to me. And then I can look over it and see if, in essence, this person is a qualified guest. I can't just have anyone on here. I want to have someone that really is interested in learning more about podcasting. Once I decide, yep, good to go, I want this person on the show, then I schedule with them. So if you're interested, or if you know someone that's interested that would like to talk about podcasting on this podcast, on the Producers Journal podcast, I'd love to hear from you. So go to srpstudiosllc.com. Scroll down, and you'll see the application for the Producers Journal podcast. I'm looking forward to doing this, and onward and upward. It's going to be a neat experiment. I hope you engage with me. Go check out the Facebook page. It's brand new, and there's going to be a lot of clips pushing out on Facebook and Instagram. I'd love your feedback. So when a new episode publishes, you can find the full video on Facebook, YouTube. Leave a comment. If you see a clip that's interesting to you, leave a comment. And I'll definitely be overseeing and watching the engagement. And I'm going to make it very important to respond to everybody and engage with you. Awesome. Hey, look, I hope you all had a great Christmas. Happy New Year. It's a new year. This last 12 months, being a new brick and mortar podcast studio owner in Hernando, Mississippi has been challenging. I might have to do some solo episodes on that to catch you up on everything. So it's going to be a mixture. At the end of the day, I'm here to talk podcasting and how it helps grow businesses. But also talk to producers out there that are looking for help or might want to listen to a story about how I screw something up and fixed it. SRPStudiosLLC.com. That is the website. Check that out. You get all the information you need. Again, Facebook, Instagram, at The Producers Journal, YouTube, SRPStudiosLLC. I hope you enjoy the new rebranding of this podcast. And until next time, you have a great day.